Back to class. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
What's it like being an ag teacher today?
Challenging and exciting.
This is Lindsay Parham's 12th year of teaching agriculture at McKenzie High School. There are about 120 9th through 12th graders she has in her classes.
I am the CTE director for the McKenzie Special School District, and we've got 5 programs of study, and agriculture is our largest program of study. We have more students that come through and finish their focus of study in agriculture in McKenzie than any other program.
Lindsay Parham grew up on a tobacco farm in Weakley County, and she says each year it's not uncommon, even in a rural area like Carroll County, to have students in ag that didn't grow up on the farm.
We have got students that have never been around livestock. We have got students that have grown up on a family farm. And so part of the challenge is getting everybody on the same page, because some people, whenever you talk about a sow or a boar or a heifer or cow, they have no idea because they have never been around that. You also have students who have a livestock background and may not have a row crop background. So getting those people on the same page, it can be a challenge, but at the end of the year, it's amazing what kids will pull out of the same course.
And Parham says she's excited and blessed to be able to teach her kids about our most important industry, agriculture, and they're learning quick as well. Some of her older students have organized their very own sporting clay event to be held next month in Carroll County to show the connection between those who are in need and those who produce the agricultural abundance from which we all benefit.
Our students have gotten together and we have planned our very own Blast Out Hunger because our kids wanted to do something to do that. So we're going to involve FFA members and the Scholastic Clay Target Program students, and we're going to do that this fall, September the 16th, in hopes of helping Second Harvest Food Bank of West Tennessee, and we're going to also help Hunters for the Hungry in Tennessee.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.